This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to podcast on a really hot topic, how to catch a cheater. Okay? This is for women that think that their boyfriends or husbands are cheating, or vice versa. If you think your wife or girlfriend is cheating, or your partner is cheating, okay? I'll primarily refer to a woman thinking that her male partner is cheating, okay? I'm going to suggest some tips on how to catch a cheater, okay? If you think that your partner is cheating on you, I'm going to give you some tips to look into it to really see if possibly they are cheating on you, okay? I don't recommend doing this unless you really, really have that gut feeling that your partner is cheating. Otherwise, don't do these things unless you really, really have that feeling, okay? So let me start and dive right in, okay? The first thing you should do if you think that your partner is cheating on you is go check out the dating apps and see if they have a profile on there, okay? They'll be very careful how they put their profile on there. That might not be easy to find them. I know a lot of cheaters are on Tinder because it's hard for their partners to find them because they have to swipe through so many profiles. You could do a search when you're looking through the profiles of the age, the, you know, what sign they are, their height and everything, to try to narrow down the profiles to see if you see your partner on there. A lot of cheating partners also, they don't put their picture as the profile picture. So keep that in mind, or they may have no picture because they're hiding. So you want to check the dating apps and see if you see that they're on there. That's one thing that you want to do to try to catch a cheater, okay? Another thing that you want to do if you're suspecting your partner of cheating is if you're living with them, tell them that you're going out and you're going to be gone for a while and then come back and check up on them. Show up unexpectedly, in other words. Let's say that they're home for the day and you're going off to work. You're going to come back early and see what they're doing without calling or texting or letting them know. You're going to show up, you know, very unexpected, so to speak. So that's another thing that a lot of people do, where they say they're going away for the weekend and they come back, and a lot of cheaters have been caught that way. Okay. Now, a lot of relationship experts will say, you know, you shouldn't do a lot of these things. You know, you should just go up to your partner and ask them if they're cheating. Well, let's get real. How many cheating partners are going to be honest about it and say, yes, I'm cheating? And I don't recommend doing that till the absolute end of everything else that I'm telling you to do. Because if you give them even the idea that you're suspicious, they're going to be on guard and they're going to cover their tracks. So you don't want to even say anything that you suspect them of cheating. You don't want to give them any idea that you're onto that, because then they're going to be super, super careful and it'll be harder to catch a cheater. Okay. The other thing that you could do to catch a cheater, this is like if you're living with them or you're together a lot, is you could have a voice activated recorder, okay, that you hide wherever you're living, in the house, all right, and you go out and the voice activated recorder will record, let's say you say you're going to the store and you're going to be gone for a couple of hours. If they pick up the phone and they call the person that they're cheating with, or they have somebody over that they're cheating with, the voice activated recorder will pick that all up. Or you could just have a hidden camera as well somewhere. That's what a lot of people do as well. All right. The other thing is with the dating apps, if you're dating somebody and you're exclusive with that person, all right, you want to add them on your Facebook or other social media sites. So this is more for people that are just starting out. If you meet somebody and you're exclusive with them, you should always ask them, let's, you know, be friends on Facebook or on other social media sites. If they don't want to be friends on their Facebook, most of the time they're hiding something. They may have another spouse on their Facebook, so they're hiding that. That's why they don't want to add you to their Facebook accounts. So just be cautious of that if you, you know, you just met somebody and you're exclusive and they don't want to add you to their social media. They could have another woman on there or somebody that they're seeing, or they could be in a relationship with somebody else. So they'll be afraid to add you if that's the case on that. The other thing, which is an obvious one, if you want to catch a cheater, is obviously check their phone. But the thing with checking their phone is if they're very, very slick, they're going to erase everything. They're going to erase the messages. If they're on dating apps, they're going to delete the dating apps before they even see you. Like, let's say before they come home, they're going to erase everything. All right. But sometimes the information can be saved to their iCloud. So even if you delete certain things on a phone, if it's linked up to the iCloud, sometimes you could retrieve it. You could always ask your phone carrier about that. All right. Another thing that cheaters do are that they could have another phone somewhere. I had a friend of mine. She was dating a cop, and she said she found his other phone in the car. So sometimes cheaters have more than one phone. So just keep that in mind. One time, one of my friends was dating somebody, and he was out of state. And it turns out that his girlfriend ended up calling her. And she said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm his girlfriend." And she was like, "Well, how did you know he was talking to me? I didn't know he had a girlfriend." She said she sent a code to his phone so that she was able to get on his Facebook and get into his Facebook. So there is certain software out there that if people accept a certain code, they can get into somebody's Facebook. So just be aware of that. I'm not really sure of the name, but I know that was an incident where she was able to get on his Facebook, see his messages. There's a lot of different apps out there for these kind of things. They have spyware for phones. Heister is one spyware company. Another one is mSpy that they use for cell phone spy apps. But if your partner is very, very smart, they may see that it's on their phone if they're really tech savvy. So just be aware of that. Another thing you could do is check if you have a computer in the home. You could check the computer, the history of where they've been, check the garbage files, check the cache of any sites that they have been on. Sometimes that'll give you a lead. You also want to check the regular garbage in your house. It sounds kind of crazy, but you'd be surprised how people throw out receipts. They could throw out condom wrappers. They could throw out pregnancy tests. You'd be surprised what people throw in the garbage that people get caught with. All right. Another thing that you could do is you could check their credit card bills, but they could have another credit card that they charge things on. And maybe that credit card is in a friend's name. So be careful of something like that. I know a lot of people, they try to catch their partners by setting up catfish profiles. and then they contact them with a catfish profile. Well, a lot of these cheaters that are very, very slick, they'll know that it's a catfish. Or maybe, you know, if you try to do it yourself, they might want to talk to you on the phone and then you can't do it. They'll recognize your voice. So what I suggest, and this is this works every time, if you have a friend who your partner doesn't know, okay, of the opposite sex or the same sex that you think that they would be interested in, you have your friend do it. You have your friend inbox them and see how receptive they are. You could have your friend contact them by Facebook Messenger or another way if you see them on another app. And just, you know, so other people might say, well, that's kind of enticement. In a way it is, but you'll be able to see how they respond to them if your friend comes on to them, okay? And I will tell you that the majority of spouses will be receptive to it, all right? They're going to love the flattery, and there'll be a small percentage that will reject, you know, the advance of somebody making any kind of, you know, flirtatious or sexual innuendos towards them. So that's what you could do. You could get a friend to contact your partner and come on to them. That's another way of doing it. The bottom line is this, though. You have to trust your gut, okay? If you feel that something isn't right and you see that your partner's pattern is changing, they're not the same, their whole, maybe they're getting more dressed up and they're more into their appearance, maybe they're kind of like very cold to you lately. If there's something that's off, trust your gut. Now, you could also hire a private investigator, but I will tell you, a friend of mine who's a private investigator, who's done a lot of cases for women, he told me one time, he said he has so many women come to him that suspect that their boyfriends or husbands are cheating. And he said, really, he said, they didn't even need to spend all that money to hire me. He said they just needed to trust their gut. So if your gut is telling you something, trust it. There's a reason for it. You have to be in tune with your feelings, okay? Although there are some people that are off, but if you pretty much know your partner and know how they are normally and things just don't seem right, there's a reason for it, okay? I know people also, another way to catch a cheater is to put a tracker on their car, all right? Some people have gotten caught that way with a tracker on the car. There's other things you could do. There's an app called Find My Friends for the iPhone or the iPhone. If you lost your iPhone, if you could put that on their phone, but if they're a very savvy cheater, they're going to know to turn off their GPS tracking so you can't track them. So that probably won't work if you're dealing with somebody that's a, you know, a good cheater. The other thing is, okay, when it comes to the social media in catching a cheater, right? A lot of times these cheaters will have multiple Facebook profiles. They'll have a Facebook profile that you're on and maybe their friends and family are on, and then they're going to have the cheater's profile. I know cheaters that have 4 or 5 different Facebook pages and they're all in different names, or it could be, I knew somebody that had a Facebook profile that said something like Detroit Rocket, or they come up with all these kind of names that you could never trace them, okay? So keep that in mind, all right? What you want to do is you want to look at your spouse's friends list. If you suspect that they're friendly with anybody on that list in an inappropriate manner, you want to try to go to that friend's profile and see if you see anything that doesn't look right to you. Any comments on their pictures, anything that doesn't seem like, anything that seems inappropriate for somebody that's in a relationship or that is crossing the line. The other thing you can do is when you're on Facebook in the search box, you could put in photos. You type in the word photos, then you put the cheater's name, and then you put has liked. and it'll pull up all the photos that that person has liked if the photos are set to a public profile visibility, okay? You could also do that for photos they've commented on. What you do is you go to the search box of Facebook. That's at the top of the page, and you put in photos, then you put your spouse or your partner's name as the cheater's name, and then you write has commented on, okay? And that'll show you all the photos that they have commented on, all right? That's a good way to see, you know, if they're on Facebook and they're commenting on a lot of females' photos, or if you're a guy and you're worried about your girl commenting on, you know, men's photos or your partner. That's a good way to see, you know, what they're doing on Facebook. Another thing that you could do, all right, is if you put in somebody's phone number in the search of Facebook, whoever had made that account is going to pop up, okay? Most of the time, all right? That's if, you know, it's visible. But you could try that too. And then you might see an account that has a different name that could be your cheating spouse's account that they use when they're on Facebook. When it comes to Instagram, okay, a lot of women have complained that their husband or boyfriend are following a lot of women on Instagram, or they're liking a lot of pictures. I had done a podcast on that. First of all, don't worry about if they like women's pictures. Men do that, or partners do that, all right? It doesn't mean anything. It's just a visual thing. They love beautiful women or vice versa. So it's when they cross the line. So if you're looking at your partner's Instagram, look at the people that he or she is following. If you see any kind of comments on their profiles, if you can get into it, let's say that it's public. Let's say they're following somebody who's got a public profile on Instagram. You could go to that person's pictures and you could see if your partner made inappropriate comments. Now, that doesn't mean that they're cheating, but it kind of gives you an idea of if they're creeping or if they're very friendly or they're always friendly to a particular person that you have a gut feeling that they could be talking to. All right. Keep that in mind. Also, there are online website services, okay, that do background checks on social media. All right. You could go to Google. Google's great for Googling information. And you could just put in looking for background checks on social media. And if your partner has, let's say, a social media account with a dating app or a Hangouts kind of app or a Snapchat or anything like that, it'll do a background check. If that, you know, you could look it up by email. You could look it up by phone number. There's a lot of different ways you could do that. All right. I suggest you go to Google and just put it in the information that you're looking for, and you'll see the sites that come up and just read about it. All right. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention, okay, and this is probably a great way to catch a cheater, you guys. All right. Be friendly with the people that your partner is close with, okay? If your partner has a lot of guy friends, or, you know, you're close with their family, maybe his sister or his mother or, you know, his coworkers, you want to make these people your allies. And I'm going to tell you why. You want the people that are close to your partner to like you, because a lot of cheaters have gotten caught, been ratted out by their own family or by their friends or their coworkers, and have come to the other person and told them that they were cheating on them. A lot of people got caught that way. So if they like you and they feel that you're nice and they feel bad for you and they know that their friend or their brother is cheating on you, they may tip you off and give you an idea and let you know what's going on. All right. So you want to make these people your allies. All right. These are just a couple of the things you can do to catch a cheater. I mean, there's a million other things, but these are the basics, you guys. All right. And I would say the number one thing is look at how that person treats you. Okay. If you feel in your heart that that person's with you, but not really with you, like you could be sitting at dinner with them and they're there in body, but they're not there in spirit or mind, that means their mind is somewhere else. And that's usually a person that could be cheating on you. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheating on you. It could mean maybe there's some other problems that they're having. Maybe they're having a problem with family or work. So don't jump to conclusions. You gotta, you know, investigate a little bit before you jump to conclusions, but you have to trust your gut. When somebody's cheating, it's very hard for them to live that double life, all right? And it's going to be very hard for them to give you 100% of themselves to you. And you're going to feel that kind of lack of attention or, you know, you're going to feel the lack of attention that they give you or the lack of love that they give you, because it's going to be hard for them. They're living two lives. So trust your gut. Bottom line, trust your gut. Don't do these things unless you really, really feel that somebody is cheating on you. All right. And don't say anything to that person like, are you cheating on me? Okay. Because if you do that right away, they're going to be like, oh, she's suspicious. Oh, I have to be extra careful. You're tipping them off. So don't do that till the very, very end. And then when you do ask them, or let's say you have the information on them that you need, okay, make sure you listen to my podcast on signs that somebody's lying to you. I did a podcast explaining certain signs that people do that are lying, and see if you see any of those signs, all right? I hope that helps. I hope that you're not in a situation like that. You know, nobody should have to live like that. Nobody should have to chase somebody and worry about where somebody is or what they're doing. Okay. But if you do find that you're in a situation like that, I hope these tips will help you in getting some peace in your life. All right. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night. Thank you for listening. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, I want to tell you guys about two books that I have on Amazon that I think will help you. One is Regain Your Power. It's all about how to have power in your relationships, whether you're dating somebody or you're in a relationship and, you know, you feel like you're out of control. And it tells you, basically, there's a lot of tips on how to regain your power with your partner. The other book is called He's Not That Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. And it also has a lot of tips for people that are dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody and they just don't know if their partner is into them. Okay, both books, I'm running a promotion. They're only 99 cents on Amazon. The link is in my podcast description. So check them out. I think they could be useful. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoy them and have a great day.